That's the Buzzcocks from their 1993 reunion album, Trade Test Transmissions. The song was Do It. Before that, Our Town from Radio 4. And let's see. How about this one from Against Me next? Why not?
Kulubali masasi
Well, I expect we're going to be back with more of Charlie's Jukebox after this.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Oh, yes, sir. the seventh day. The seventh son was looking for a seventh day's getaway. The wood came down from a blinding light. You got one chance, baby, 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 better do it right. Well, I was driving down on the 101. It was late at night and I was thinking about the things I'd done. All of my regrets and baby, all of my fears. I was slipping the car from gear to gear to gear. Man, I really got going. I started picking up speed. I hit 135 and I had everything I need. Started shaking bad, fearing for my life. I let go of the wheel and I flew into the night.
Try. I'm gonna live until the day I die.
Are you having fun out there? I know I am. I've actually enjoyed listening to tonight's show. I usually do. This one, perhaps a little more than usual. That was Steve Wynn and Amphetamine. Before that, The Chats and Bus Money. It is approaching 5:28. Hopefully on your way home. You're already home. You've been home for a while. You're retired. You're six. And you're listening.
Well, I've been running so blindly. a kiss that can crush my heart. I'll get crazy from the very start. Gone helpless when I put you on. Your love grows on me like a light at dawn. I've been asleep for a thousand years. I'm a dizzy fool stumbling over ten. Well, you're the soft thing that I adore. You're the weight I've been waiting for. You're the
Nils Lofgren and Grin with You're the Weight from The Best of Grin in 1974. Okay, we move on to the first Roaches album and The Married Men.
Stays in heartthrob town. but I am just like them. Picking a crazy apple off a stem.
Off a stem, off a stem.
Giving it to the married man. The married man. All of that time in hell to spend for kissing. Kissing the married
balancing act, and we are not lost here on WMFO. Next is one of my favorite Kink songs, especially the live version released in the 80s. It's Celluloid Heroes.
If you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. He's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard. Some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. cause celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
I met him once way after midnight. He lit a smoke and I just stared. He seemed to me like such a sore sight. Bobby Tanqueray with his gorgeous face and hair.
From Lake Street Dive to Drive-By Truckers.
And made them think that he was strange, made them wonder if he was
truth, but he never told the truth to me. He never told the truth to you. Don't think he ever set out to. He was indifferent to honesty. His positions were preordained to help conceal his vast disdain for anything that lessened his appeal. His integrity was phoning in, totally Nixonian, honing in the art of making deals.
Motherfucker in this town.
Okay, we've reached the end of another TARDIS Jukebox for the week. I'm the Doctor. It is 6 o'clock on WMFO in Medford, and I will see you next Tuesday from 4 to 6. Ha, now I give you back to